Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another Monday Bite-Sized Political Podcast. Thanks so much for downloading this. My thanks to my sponsors at quantumhypno.co.uk. Thank you all very much for this one. Check out the link to Quantum Hypno below. And shall we talk a little bit about Stephen Lawrence? Well, no, not really, because I'm sick to the back teeth of Stephen Lawrence. Now, those of you listening to this in the UK are bound to be familiar with the story of Stephen Lawrence. Stephen Lawrence was a young black man who was stabbed to death in a violent attack back 31 years ago. 31 years ago. And of course, this two of the men involved in the killing were eventually given life sentences for his murder. There's another three suspects that haven't been convicted. There's a gang, basically, who killed him, which is appalling behavior. And of course, as you know my views, I believe that people who commit such crime themselves should be subject to the death penalty. So my views on this are very simple. However, this is where it becomes problematical, because I read today that the Metropolitan Police have apologized to Stephen Lawrence's mother, Baroness Lawrence, after breaking their promise to answer questions raised by a BBC investigation into his murder. Oh, yeah, the BBC are doing lots of investigations into the murders from 31 years ago. The fact of the I'll come back to that in a second. Multiple police failings to properly investigate him were also identified. Well, I mean, how much resource has to be dedicated to this one murder? Stephen Lawrence was 18 when he was stabbed to death in what's called a racist attack by a group of young white men on April 22nd, 1993. And I think that is the issue here. This was one of the rare occasions when a group of young white thugs killed a young black man. Ordinarily, the killing of young black men is carried out by young black thugs. And we don't talk about that because that's not helpful to agenda setting. This was extremely convenient to agenda setting. The agenda setting that we've had to endure is that, number one, the Metropolitan Police are institutionally racist, and that, they just haven't done enough to bring everybody involved in any way with this murder to justice. That may be the case, but that could be equally said of so many other murders. Every week, people are being murdered in London. Every week. But the circumstances have to be right before the BBC can jump on the case. And of course, Stephen Lawrence has become a cause celeb. And I mean, his mother is now in the House of Lords. That's what you call a grift. When she's actually sitting, Baroness Lawrence, instead, why is she in the House of Lords? Because her son was stabbed to death. Well, I'm very sorry for her, but many other people have their sons and daughters stabbed to death in London. Do they all get to sit in the House of Lords? No, because this particular thing, this is a battering ram that the left has used to further demolish and undermine the establishment. Now, look, don't get me wrong. I am no fan of the Metropolitan Police. I frequently call for it to be abolished. It needs to be taken right down, and we need to start again. So I'm not defending the Metropolitan Police. That would be foolish. But by the same token, I'm pointing out the absolute hypocrisy of those such as the BBC who want to continually bang on about this. Whereas if, for example, if we have a young white man brutally done to death by an ethnic mob, shall we call it, crickets. Witness one, Chris Donald in Scotland, in Glasgow. Check that one out if you want to see just some of the other horrific things that happened. Look, all murder is wrong. Every loss of every human life is to be deeply lamented. And when it's a murder, we should then find the murderers, and I'd like to see the death penalty brought back for murder. I really would. But in London, this is all about London. And this is painting an image of London, oh, it's a place where young black men aren't safe to walk to walk the streets because they could be murdered by racist white gangs at any point. That's not the reality of London. That's just not the reality. So you're being sort of led into this false environment. Because the fact of London is, and the Metropolitan Police themselves back when they dared release statistics on this, back in 2009 or 2012, did show that the vast majority of people who suffered egregious violence and stabbings and stuff in London were young black men. Yeah, that's bad. It also showed that the people carrying it out were overwhelmingly young black men. That's awkward. And so it's because the second part of that statement I've just made is true and is likely to be as true now as it was then, if not even more so. And if the level of violence amongst that community is so high, the media just can't talk about it. And so instead, they genuflect into the likes of what happened to this young man. And they ignore the deaths of between what? That's 1993. So we're talking 30 years, right? 31 years ago. How many other lives have been lost in London in 31 years? How many BBC investigations are there into those deaths, those murders, those killings? How many? None, because the BBC is using this as a cause celeb, as a battering ram to fundamentally just destroy everything. And also, of course, to paint white people as violent, institutionalized racists. And I disagree with that. Thanks for listening.